Chris, how does the agent stand out from the crowd?
They stand out by being different as opposed to being better. I mean, there is so much in the industry now geared towards making estate agents better. And I know you've done a couple of posts in the last few weeks about whether it's, you know, important to be better and how you achieve that. And I think what that does really is tie everyone together into a commodity and proliferate, if that's the word.
That
perception of a commodity, everyone trying to be better, everyone trying to beat everybody else instead of trying to be different. And there are various ways you can be different, but primarily I believe it's a personality of the estate agent.
Why don't agents want to stand out from the crowd? Is it a fear of something?
I think the underlying fear is that they're not good enough. But I think a lot of that responsibility rests on the shoulders of the corporates, not the existing corporates, but the corporates from the GA time, when there was, you know, a big takeover of the estate agents by the insurance agencies.
It's almost like they pride themselves in being homogenous, all the same, standardised.
I think big companies always have a fear, and like you say, they try and standardise everything. They try and minimise variation. It's basically risk averse, and do things as we say, not as how you want to do them. And it's basically top down as opposed to bottom up.
But the corporates only make up 10-15% of the estate agency. Most of the estate and letting agency industry is independent based.
Okay.
Why aren't they standing out from the crowd? Is it a fear of criticism?
That's exactly what it is. It's a fear of criticism, a fear of looking stupid, of sounding stupid. If they didn't fear that, they would be doing podcasts, they'd be doing Facebook, they'd be doing blogs, putting themselves out there, and I guess it's the risk of looking stupid that prevents them doing it.
Do you think that's an agent thing, or is that a human thing?
A bit of both, but I mean, it's a human thing. I mean, anything that is worth doing, there's always a risk of fear in it. I mean, I actually hate being on video, but because this is worth doing, you know, I push myself into doing it. I'd rather not do it, but, you know, it's worth doing, so you go ahead and do it. And it's the same with whether you do a podcast. I didn't particularly like doing those, but I thought there was a need to do it. And writing blogs, I thoroughly enjoy writing blogs, so there's no pressure there. But going back to your question, it's really that people are afraid of looking, sounding stupid.
So what can estate agents do to get over that fear? What have you learnt over your years, because you've been in the estate agency game a long time, to try and get over that fear?
Well, I think if you look at some of the really successful people that do videos, that do blogs, and YouTubes, look at where they are now compared to where they were when they started. I mean, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and Ira Glass, who's the most listened to commentator on podcasts in America, he has about a million downloads every episode, and he was saying he started off, and he was terrible. He started off trying to be artificial, trying to pronounce every other word. 7 years later into his podcast, he was still doing that. And it's only sort of 10 years later that he's now getting into the style and the comfort zone that makes him, you know, one of the most respected and listened to commentators. So every estate agent is going to start off badly. And I've seen some dreadful YouTube videos on LinkedIn and things like that. Absolutely dreadful. And you think, well, you know, that's a waste of time. I can't be bothered to listen to it. But they've got to start somewhere. And it's like, I used to teach golf, and people are dreadful when they start, and they just get better and better and better with practice. And it's not, I mean, the instant gratification culture these days says, okay, if I can't do it straight away, I don't want to do it. But it takes time. It can take five years to get good.
One thing that I've learned, because I teach people how to do videos, is set out to be bad, which mirrors exactly what you've said.
Yeah. So if you never make mistakes, you never learn.
No. And are you going to get laughed at? Are you going to get criticised? Are you, you know, do you really care about Sally 27 from North Yorkshire if you're an agent in London,
yep,
simply because they make a derogatory comment?
Yeah, sure.
It's funny how we should care more about the people we care about and not care about what.
Well, one of my other people that I listen to is a guy called Seth Godin, and he, you know, is prolific on social media, and he makes a point of not listening to any reviews. He doesn't read his good reviews, his bad reviews, and he made the point that, you know, people will always criticise what you do, and someone like J.K. Rowling, there are loads more bad comments about her writing than anything about Seth Godin. That doesn't make her a better or a worse writer. It's just that, you know, if you don't listen to it in the first place, it doesn't affect you.
So what you're saying is just make the start, get over that fear, publish it, be damned.
That's right.
And it works. And I would agree with you on that.
Yeah, it's really, you know, running your own path, basically, without distraction from other people's comments. And you know, their world is different from your world.
Have you got one tip, when someone's fearful about hitting that publish button, what's that one tip have you got to help those guys out there in estate agency land?
I think you need to be careful. You know, you don't really want to just sort of do what you think is good and hit publish and that's it, away you go. You know, you've got to really do your best effort and then really sort of think, you know, let's have a review and how can I improve it? Not to the extent that it gets, you know, mind-numbingly long. But the naturalness, if you like, of something that is supposedly bad is far preferable to a scripted, you know, pitch.
It's interesting. I have a number of clients. Some of them have actually done like 30, 40, 50 videos but never published them.
Mm-hmm.
And all I'm saying is just hit the word publish. And if you're comparing yourself against someone who's been doing it for 6 or 12 months, and you look at them and say, well, I'm not as good as them. Of course you're not as good as them.
That's right.
But I think you're absolutely right, Chris. Go back to their 6 months in their video feed. I've got clients who were atrocious.
Yeah.
But at least they hit the publish button.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe we could talk about this in more detail in a further video.
Sure.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chris. Cheers.